Hello and welcome back to the Mission Darts Podcast Special Edition, something we've not done before, but we're going to be doing plenty of these in the near future. Not only myself and Andy Cornwall, your regular podcast crew, we are joined today by Mission's latest signing, the World Grand Prix Champion of 2024. It's Mike Dedecker. Mike, welcome to the pod and welcome to Mission.
Hello, hello, thank you.
Yeah, welcome, Mike. It's good to see you. I believe you're over in Belgium as we speak, but by the wonders of technology, we've managed to get us all on the screen at the same time, which is down to Matt, which is fantastic. So,
Praise. Hang on a minute. Forget Mike. This is the highlight of things right now. Andy Cornwall just gave me praise.
I did give him some praise there. I did give him some praise. But tell us what you're up to at the moment, Mike. Where are you today?
I'm in Madhouse, the dart shop in Dendermonde. It's a weekly tournament on Tuesday. And whenever I'm in the country, I try to join and play the tournament.
Fantastic. I've told Matt all about that shop. It really is incredible. And the warehouse at the back with the... We are definitely going to get over at some stage. Get Mr. Edgar to bring his darts with him and we'll see how he performs in the... It's a round robin format. So it's a great, great event. It really is. I'd love to have something
easy,
like that.
Easy, he says.
Yeah, we'll see. I know the players that go to that. I'll tell you what, that is no easy. Considering that's a weekly tournament, it's tough, Mike. And I can imagine it's good practice for you.
Yeah, it is. Usually we have Brian Raman comes a lot. And then Xanti, the little brother of Dimitri. Jermaine is here now. It's always quite a good level. So it's a good practice.
Yeah, definitely. It's a really good... To do that on a Tuesday night, how many entries do they get, Mike?
The limit is set on 128. And it depends what period it is in during the year. Like in July and August, it's like every week it's fully full. They even have 40, 50 players on a reserve list then. But now it's just, I think, around 70 or 80. But still, on a Tuesday night.
On a Tuesday night. Incredible, yeah. Mike. Now, when I was there, it felt like it's in the middle of nowhere. Is that true? It's not. Are they near a big city, is it?
It's not. It's an industrial place. Like, we have shops around. But other than that, it's not quite in the middle of a town or anything. So.
Well, they sound like quite normalized questions. Now, I've thought of some questions.
Aye.
Here we go.
They start off okay. They start off perfectly normal, and then they get a bit stranger as we go. So I'm going to quick fire these in. Favorite darts venue you played at?
For me, it's Wiese and Antwerp.
Right. Okay. I was expecting the very British answer, which is the Winter Gardens Blackpool, but I'm guessing anyone from outside the UK sees Blackpool for what it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But favorite venue, I have to say the Morningside in Leicester, because that's where I won the Grand Prix. But other than that, it's playing in your home crowd or in your home country is something special. So... I have to say then too.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I'll step in. Matt, if you're going to ask a question, I can then jump in with a boring question. If all your questions are going to be interesting, I'll jump in with the boring one in between. Well, I was going to say, Mike, because I don't know you that well. Who are your mates on tour? I'm guessing Dimitri and but have you got a best mate on tour?
Rusty Jake Rodriguez is back on tour now. I get along with him quite good. Then Jelle Klaassen is on the table. Menzo Suljovic is on the table. It's quite funny because it's multinational.
Yeah, so, and multi-age as well. That's a big age group. I think Menzo's as old as me, isn't he?
That's true. And we used to have well, he lost his card, but Boris Kretschmar was on our table as well.
Oh, what a character, Boris.
A bit of backup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's any trouble.
True.
Right, I'm going to go through some more of these. You're staying on the darts theme, title you'd most like to win?
Well, the World Championship.
You can't have the Worlds. It's got to be anything but the Worlds.
I can't have the Worlds. Yeah. Then I'll say the World Match Play.
Oh, yeah. See? Blackpool again. See? And
Blackpool. Just thing. Because the trophy is named after Phil Taylor. So oh, nice. That's, yeah, it's quite iconic. So I would love to have that trophy.
Still on darts scene, before we get a bit weird, do you have a trick shot in darts? Exhibitions on, 1,000 people turned up. How are you going to entertain them? Don't tell me you're going to sing a song.
No. I usually go sit on my knees and then throw.
See, this is what I'm talking about, Andy. This is what exhibitions are about. Not
this
singing
is
songs.
What we want. No, it's
I
not
did it.
Songs.
I did it. I did it in an exhibition a couple of weeks before the Worlds. It was in group stage, and I had to play Ricky Evans,
yep.
And he missed darts at a double, and I was on double four, and I sat down on my knees, and I hit it first dart.
Fantastic. That's what we want to see. We don't want to hear him singing Angels, do we, Matt? Nice. We don't.
No. I'm not singing. No chance.
Good.
Have you ever licked a battery?
No.
I think that's a very British thing. That reaction there straight away from Mike. Like,
no.
I know exactly what you mean.
You have, haven't you? You've licked a battery. We all have. Growing up in England, like, comment section, help me out. If you're from England, you've definitely licked a battery. And it's
Is it really like the battery thing, or is it something else that you mean with battery?
It's to test whether it still works or not. You can put the battery to your tongue. Yeah.
And it shocks you, and then you do it again.
I've never licked a battery, and I never will. I'll put it in the device that I need to put the battery in, and if it doesn't work, then that's how I test it. I don't know why you would put your tongue.
I'm sensing a YouTube short here.
Yeah, that's going to be his new thing at exhibitions. We're going to send him a load of batteries. And
Ladies and gentlemen, the World Grand Prix champion.
Jesus.
Oh, dear.
Well, don't worry, I'm just breaking you in. There's a few more to come yet.
Mike, have you got the longest darts? That's
yeah,
the question.
I think I still do, yeah. I know someone did a review of my darts, and but it was like 2 or 3 years ago, and then I had the longest darts on tour. Yeah. I don't know now. Maybe someone else changed to a longer dart. I don't know, but I think I have.
And we know at Mission they'll be coming out in March as well. So there's our subscribers, and we've had a lot of people say, "Oh, when are you going to do some long darts?" Ooh, I tell you what, wait till you see them, Matt. They're like javelins, mate. Honestly, they're like unbelievable. But yeah, yeah. Right. The smoothest thrower in darts is Mike. I told him that when I met him for the first time, when I was trying to impress him. I said, "You have got the smoothest throw I've ever seen. We've been friends ever since."
Have you ever,
as opposed to you, Edgar?
Turn him off, right? Have you ever stolen anything?
I got this question at the Europeans. I once stole a skateboard out of a shop.
Right, okay. Did you get that, Andy? I'll put him back on again now.
Yeah.
How old was you at the time?
13, 14, something like that.
Yeah. I'm glad he didn't say 21.
Last week.
No. Yeah, last week. No.
There's still an investigation on for it.
No, it was around 14, so.
Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
No. Andy?
No.
No ghosts.
No ghosts, mate. No.
Out of a rating of 10, where would you rank fish and chips out of 10?
Me.
Yeah.
One.
Well, not a fan of fish and chips.
No, I don't like it.
Right, okay. And how many times have you tried it?
A couple of times, and in different restaurants.
Have you tried the one in Barnes that used to be near the Players Hotel? That was good.
No.
Mushy, like greasy, cooked in dripping chips.
I'll probably get a lot of shit over me, but the only good restaurant in England are non-English restaurants.
Oh, okay. Okay. So what is the favorite cuisine then of Mike the Decker?
I do like a good pasta.
A pasta? What's that?
Pasta.
Oh, pasta. Pasta. Pasta.
Okay. Matt, so, you do realize English isn't his first language, and yet I can understand him perfectly well.
I'll get rid of Andy again for a minute. This is the great thing about being in control of this. I can just turn him off whenever I want. So anytime I think I'm going to get some stick, I can just get rid of Andy. I can even go one further and just completely kick him off if I really want to. Oh, I've put Mike in the middle now.
Hey.
Imagine if you'd done that at the beginning. That would have been great, wouldn't it?
It'd have made so much more sense, wouldn't it? Like,
yeah, it would. Yeah. But what a great answer, that pasta. Because like when you ask an English bloke, it's like Chinese or Indian. Yeah. I love a curry. Mike's just like pasta, you know?
I like pasta. So,
yeah. Now, I'm assuming part of this question, if I don't, this whole question's going to flop. How much milk is appropriate to put in a cup of tea?
You don't drink tea with milk.
No. Oof, okay.
I knew that was coming. Yeah.
No. That's something English as well. Because
it's very English. We don't.
Yeah.
Wow.
No
milk.
I'm not a milky tea drinker. I put loads.
Yeah, most countries don't put milk in tea, Matt.
No.
Really? Wow. Okay. You learn something new every day, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Right. Last one off my list. Favorite coffee?
I don't drink coffee.
Good answer. Andy shouldn't.
There you go.
Like,
that's not allowed, Mike. That's like you don't drink coffee.
I've tried to drink coffee, and I went to Starbucks as well, and then tried every single thing on the menu. But still, if it has a little bit of taste of coffee, I can't drink it.
My questions are much more interesting. Favorite beer, Mike? What's your favorite beer?
I don't drink beer.
Oh my god.
So tea without milk, no coffee, no beer.
Yeah. So okay. Favorite alcoholic drink then, Mike? Do you not drink alcohol?
Yeah, I do. I like Southern Comfort with 7-Up.
Oh, you need to have it with a bit of lime in. It's called a steamboat. Lemonade and lime. Yeah, it's amazing.
Look at you coming across all exotic, Edgar. Like you've got any clue about drink. Do you drink VK Blue, for goodness sake? It's made for girls.
Sometimes I'm girls drink. Very VK.
Yeah. Last week you were talking about Mountain Dew in Vegas, for goodness sake. Yeah, I don't know. So that is a very special. I think if we asked 100 dart players, I don't think Southern Comfort and Lemonade would be on most people's list. But there you go.
And Robert Thornton used to drink that.
Did he?
He used to drink excessive amounts of it. I did an exhibition with Robert Thornton in Nottingham, and it was like a uni night. And I don't know how I made it through the night because I tried to keep it the night. And I've never seen anyone drink so much of that stuff in my life.
He's Scottish. They can put a few away. He probably had a deep fried Mars bar later on as well. I don't suppose you've had one of those, Mike, have you? You won't have had one.
No.
So what's your favourite takeaway then? You've said pasta, but end of the night, you've had a few too many Southern Comforts. What do you fancy on the way home?
I think a good kebab. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, you're going to struggle to find that in England. You can find kebabs, but not very many good ones.
There's one across the Players Hotel with the Worlds. There's one right across the hotel. And once I had a day off and we went out and we were, me and my mates, we were hungry and we stopped there. We, four of us, we ordered the same thing. We took two bites and we threw it in the bin. You should have seen the guy's face.
Yeah.
Is that
good, was it?
No.
Do you know what? I'm going to rebirth a question we asked last week. This isn't even on my list. This is like full on, like, is it ad-libbing? If you could be any animal and you was going into a fight, what animal would you like to be in that fight?
Well, a gorilla or something strong. Ooh.
That's a good answer. Matt said, you said monkey, Matt, didn't you? You said a monkey because they can get away quick, they can fight. So gorilla, what a good answer that is.
Well, just think of a monkey. It holds itself with one finger under it. You try holding your whole body weight with one finger and swing.
I can't do it with both hands, Matt, let alone with one finger. Have you seen my body weight lately? It's like, it's, you know, I have been on the kebabs. That's no good whatsoever.
There was sort of a comment in there as well that suggested flipping it round and saying, what animal could you take in a fight in its natural habitat? Because obviously, you know, you've got shark, but you're not going to worry about a shark in the high street. You know, so...
What animal? Habitat. Mosquito.
Is that the biggest thing you think you could take on?
I don't know.
I tell you what, you've got that not it's, easy
you
to
didn't
catch
say, you didn't say the biggest. You didn't say the biggest thing. You just said what animal can you take in its natural environment? I can take on a mosquito or a fly.
Yeah, it might beat you. It might bite you though before you get it. It might, you know, because they're tricky.
Yeah, but that, mosquitoes, but still, they? I would win. So
yeah,
in the end, I would win.
It's all about the wins. It's all about the wins.
Right, can I ask a darts question? Can I do a silly darts question? A couple of those. Right, Mike, it's Tuesday night at Madhouse. It's the big knockout tonight. Do you want to hit 2 9 dart finishes tonight, back-to-back legs, or do you want to win the tournament?
Well, then I'll say back-to-back nines because I've won this tournament a couple of times and I haven't had a back-to-back nine, so I'll take the nines, yeah.
And I want to know your top three dart players of all time, but you can't say Phil Taylor. Who's the top three?
For me, Michael Van Gerwen, Gary Anderson, and Humphreys.
We always say it's a generational question.
Yeah, we do. I had Gary Anderson in mind, didn't I? But you didn't, Matt. I think you had Barney in yours when we did the
Bristow
top five.
In yours, didn't you?
Oh, definitely Bristow. Mm. Yeah, but Mike's not old enough to remember. Mike will. How old are you now, Mike? You like 24 or something?
29.
Yeah, that was close.
No way. 29. Whoa. Yeah, Mike, after we finish this podcast, can you send me some of that moisturizer that you're using and some of that hair growth stuff? 29?
Yeah, I'm 29.
Looking at you two side by side, there's only 9 years difference. Are you kidding me? Matt, you look like you've just been sent down, and he looks like he's just come out of the playground.
Yeah, but I make it look good.
29, wow.
Yeah, 29.
So well. So the 30th year, going to be a good year, that's for sure. Look, we haven't said it. We're chuffed to bits you've joined Mission. This isn't the last time we're going to be speaking to you. We are going to come over to Belgium on a Tuesday night. There used to be a TV show in the UK called Surprise, Surprise. We're going to turn up and you're going to look at the draw and go, oh, my God, Andy and Edgar are here. You won't be worried about us beating you. You just know there's a camera behind us. So, yeah. And what questions we're going to ask you. But we are going to turn up.
Yeah, 19 minutes into his mission life, and he's thinking, what on earth? Right.
Yeah.
No, no,
these
no,
guys
no,
are
no,
licking batteries no, yeah. and eating fish and chips.
That's it. Yeah,
the licking batteries is a weird thing.
Yeah, the licking. You're going to have to ask somebody tonight that, Mike. That is your mission tonight, to ask somebody, have you ever licked a battery? Okay?
Yeah, I'll ask someone.
Brilliant. Well, we won't keep you too long. We know you've got to go prepare and get ready for the night. So we'll call this a wrap, and we'll catch you soon for another Mission special. And don't forget your Mission podcast every Sunday here on the Mission podcast channel.
Thanks, Mike. See you soon.
You're welcome. Thank you.